in a few seconds, I'm going to introduce you to the next President of the United States, John Edwards! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you.
John?
Thank you, man.
Yeah, where's my check?
I don't usually get this promotion, but for you, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here with all of you today on this very important day to celebrate the men and women that made America what it is today. We have such important work to do in this country to create opportunity in one America so that everybody actually has a chance in this country, not just a few rich people, but every single working American man and woman has a chance to support their families. And the starting place is universal health care, true universal health care for every man and woman in this country. We know that we have 47 million people in America who have no health care coverage. 2 million more just over the course of the last year. Insurance premiums are up over 100%. When are we finally going to stand up to drug companies, insurance companies, and their lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and create one health care system for everyone in America? I'm proud of the universal health care proposal that I have made. It mandates by law coverage for every man and woman in America. It covers the cracks in the health care system, which means we ban pre-existing conditions, no more mental health parity, mental health treated exactly the same way that we treat physical health. We cover preventive care, long-term care, chronic care, dental care, vision care. You can take your health care with you anywhere you go. My health care plan costs $90 to $120 billion a year, paid for by getting rid of Bush's tax cuts for people who make over $200,000 a year. In addition to health care, we need a trade policy that actually works for the United States of America. The only question that has been asked on NAFTA, CAFTA, all of which I oppose, is this good for the profits of big multinational corporations? It's the wrong question. In my administration, the question will be, is this proposed trade deal good for working middle-class Americans? Is it good for jobs in America? And we will require that there be labor standards, environmental standards in the text of the agreement. I will enforce those standards. We will stop the currency manipulation by China and others. We will get rid of these tax breaks for American companies who actually get a tax break for taking American jobs overseas. No more when I'm President of the United States. In addition to trade, health care, we also have to make sure that every single American who works for a living gets a real chance to join a union. The truth of the matter is that in order to grow and strengthen the middle class in this country, we have to grow and strengthen the organized labor movement. It is the reason that over 200 times over the last few years, I have walked picket lines, I have been personally involved in organizing campaigns, because it is crucial to growing the middle class in America that we strengthen and grow the organized labor movement in America. I will be the president who walks out on the White House lawn and says the word union, who walks out on the White House lawn and makes certain that America understands the importance of the organized labor movement in the history of America. The organized labor movement built the middle class in America. The organized labor movement is crucial to the future of strengthening and growing the middle class in this country. I want to be the president who grows the labor movement. I want to be the president who grows the right to collectively bargain. And I have a very simple view about this. If you can join the Republican Party by signing your name to a card, Any worker in America should be able to join a union by doing exactly the same thing. Not only that, if the union, in order to show its strength and courage, has to go out on strike and walk the picket line. And when I'm president of the United States, when you're walking that picket line, nobody will be able to walk through that picket line and take your job away from you. And I'm proud to be here today with the steel workers, proud to have their support, proud to have the support of the carpenters and the mine workers. Listen, I want to be the candidate who every single day that I am running for president talks about the struggles of the middle class in this country. I want to be the candidate that talks about the economic disparity that still exists in America. And then I want to be the president that does something about that economic disparity and builds one America where everybody has a real chance. And last but not least, we see over the last 48 hours a new report showing that August was the second most deadly month for civilians in Iraq since the beginning of the year. Listen, we don't need a surge in Baghdad. We need a surge in New Orleans where our people are hurting. We need to force this president's hand. The Congress has the power to do that. They should not submit a single funding bill to this president that doesn't have a timetable for withdrawal. If he vetoes it, they should submit another bill with a timetable for withdrawal. If he vetoes that, they should submit another bill with a timetable for withdrawal. They should stand their ground and force this president to end this war in Iraq. So we have, brothers and sisters, we have important work to do. We have important work to do to make health care available to every American, important work to do to make opportunity available to every single American. We have important work to do to end this war in Iraq, but I cannot do this by myself. We need a movement, and a movement starts in a place like this, where you, people with strength, conviction, courage, people who believe, still believe, in what's possible in America, are willing to go out, speak up, march, join this movement. We're going to change this country. We're going to make America what it's capable of being, and we're going to create a world where America is once again looked up to and respected. All of us together, we're going to do this. God bless you. It's my privilege to be with you today. Thank you all very much.